Jump a summertime bump. I love it when you play that song. I kind of end up, throughout the week. Do you ever like some of the songs that we sing, and then you notice the refrain is kind of going through your mind the whole time, and it's always a wonderful, wonderful reminder. Because why indeed do we gather together here? Because we're all traversing an interesting world. Kevin, is it okay if I move this? We're all traversing an interesting transformational world. We're trying to figure our way out. We're seeking ways to heal, ways to embrace others, ways to live abundant and prosperous lives. And that's what draws us so much here to Unity, because that's been the exemplification that the Fillmores created and started from way back. So last week I started a three-part series titled What's Trending in Unity? I was at Unity Convention. I wanted to share some of that. And I thought it was really important to lay the groundwork because we forget the roots from whence we come. And it's important to note that so that then we can see the changes they're making, what new trends, how is Unity going forward? So today I'm talking about part two, which is community connection making a difference. And I'll follow next week with what's trending in Unity, a place for me, a place for us. So just to start out with a little bit of a recap, it's wonderful that Unity has continued to transform and move forward. And why that's important to us is it is our home, our foundation that supports all of this Unity centers throughout the United States and in, I don't know, 12, 13 other countries. And it's by that leadership and by that visioning forward that we also are inspired in our lives to recognize as they are the light, we become the light. And as I shared, Jim Blake, who is the CEO of the aspect of Unity World Headquarters, he came on the scene, I think back in 2016, around then. And he was a great visionary. And now, in more recent years, in 2021, Reverend Shad Groverland became, we appointed him as our new CEO. And in that light, the two of them have begun to heal some of the chasms that have been in Unity. We think, oh, Unity, it's, has it all together. It's all perfect, And it's like, don't we do that to ourselves too? I'm fine. I'm fine. And no, there are those chasms in us. There are those things that we are still learning from and we're growing from. And what touches me so deeply is the authenticity of both of these men, who are choosing to shift how we look into the future, what unity is all about, rather than being stuck in the old paradigms. And so in 2001 and going forward, of course, we were still in the midst of COVID, and that was influencing us and affecting us as spiritual humanity. Was one of the most profound things we have gone through in any of our lifetimes, and even going back in history, ranks right up there with an opportunity for us to begin to break down the ways we had always looked at things, perceived things, the ways that we always moved forward. It gave us, it didn't, we had that opportunity, whether we took it or not, to really begin shifting and seeing, oh, it doesn't always have to be this way. It doesn't always have to be this way. We can do things differently. And at that time, when Shad Groverland came on as our CEO, and at that time I was a part of the board of Unity Worldwide Ministries, and we were focusing deeply on taking a look at some of the issues within our own movement. One of the things that we were made more aware of was the aspects of diversity, equity, and inclusivity. And while Unity had seemingly embraced, there were still a lot of old paradigms that needed some extra healing. And so in regards to community and connection, I wanted to share with you, being on the board at that time, we created a resolution regarding DEI on Juneteenth, back in June of 2021. And I wanted to share this, and this is on Unity Worldwide Ministries website. And just let this move into your heart, because sometimes we don't recognize our own issues or judgments around racism, around our LGBT communities, around things that seem different than who we are. This was particularly focused on racism, which was a very large issue at the time. Unity Worldwide Ministries stands for anti-racism, i.e., we are opposed to racial hatred, racial violence, bias, systemic racism, and the oppression of people of color. We stand for diversity, equity, and inclusion for people who are marginalized because of color. No individual or group should be made to live in fear or excluded from society. Recent events in the United States and the world remind us that violent repression, prejudices, injustices, and inequalities towards people of color are embedded in societies, from social structures to institutions to cultures. Unity chooses to be more aware and take positive action in dismantling systemic racism and the social structures that support injustice and prejudice. And we raise awareness throughout our membership churches and centers. Now, this resolution went on with several points of actions that were going to be taken, but it touches my heart deeply to know and to recognize that these are the roots upon which we stand. This is the leadership that guides us forward, and the consciousness that draws us to be a part of this spiritual movement, each one of us in our own way, to begin reaching out, connecting differently, being able to build bridges, to see our own prejudices that are oftentimes even unconscious. And another area that was greatly addressed also, Unity has always been very supportive of the LGBTQ+ community and has embraced. But it's important because both Jim Blake and both Shad Groverland really support how we go forward to include, to connect, to be part of. And I wanted to share this quote from Reverend Deanne Weir Morrency. She's a minister at Unity in Marin in California. She says, "I still remember walking into my first New Thought service. First Unity service. Relief and shock ran through me as I realized I wasn't merely tolerated as a lesbian. I was truly welcomed and embraced. I looked at the leadership and saw lesbian, gay, and transgender ministers. I found a spiritual framework that took the gender out of God, took the suffering out of God, and took the judgment out of God." So it's exciting to me to see as Jim and Shad continue moving us forward into these greater awarenesses, as we as a spiritual community continue moving in those directions, to see that this is the trend of Unity. This is the trend that not only our church, but other Unity churches, other churches of other denominations, we are moving forward. Our world is transforming and changing. And another area that they were particularly concerned about and shared with at convention, and I brought it up a little bit last week too, is an issue around our youth and how much they use their cell phones and social media. And it is now beginning to be recognized that there is social media addiction that is occurring. And so I wanted to share this quote, a reading from the Addiction Center says the phenomena of social media addiction can be largely attributed to the dopamine-inducing social environments that social networking sites provide. Who would have thought? You know, we don't think about it. Goes on to say social media platforms such as Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram produce the same neural circuitry that is caused by gambling and recreational drugs to keep consumers using their products as much as possible. Now, am I saying don't ever be on Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or any of those social media platforms? That's not what I'm saying. But it is wise for us to be mindful of the addiction qualities that it can induce, and to recognize how so much of our youth are falling into. Oh, Susan, could you put that picture back up again? Sorry. See, they're sitting on the bench. What are they doing? They're all on their phones. Are they talking to each other? Are they reaching out? Are they touching, communicating? How many times have you gone into a restaurant and you see a whole family sitting there and they all have out their phones? And yet we also know that there are many parents are saying, no phones during dinner time. You only have a certain amount of time. But these are the issues that as spiritual humanity, you and I are facing. And it's so good to know that our headquarters of Unity, Unity Worldwide Ministries, Unity World Headquarters, being the visionaries they are very aware of this and are moving forward to support ministries and ministers and congregants everywhere in making positive shifts as we go forward. Unity Truth Principles help us connect with others to make a difference, friends. And, you know, we say unity principles. We say truth principles. We say spiritual principles. In whatever verbiage that we use, these are spiritual principles of our universe. And we can sometimes repeat that phrase so often that we just don't even engage in it. We just let it fly over our heads. And yet then someone comes into the center here and they'll say something about us really focusing on creating a sense of abundance and using those practical spiritual principles. And it reminds us that it is a practice. It reminds us that we are all students. We in Unity talk about ourselves as being students and how important it is for us to engage on a daily basis as much as we are able to just simply be mindful of the way our thoughts go, of the judgments we have. How many of you have gone into a neighborhood of an ethnicity that is totally different than your own and is overwhelmingly filled with that ethnicity? And what have you felt like? You know, and there's a part of our spiritual beingness that wants to say, oh, I'm good with that. And I'm inviting us to go differently. And I notice it in myself. And I just notice little things that trigger it. Commercials on TV. I'm like, oh, you can't do that on TV. Oh, well, who said? And that was a long time ago. And I'm old, you know. So I come from these old paradigms, you know. And I just kind of go, oh, my gosh. How ingrained and intrinsic some of these judgments are, these belief systems, these troughs of belief that we've dug. And so, like, if you go into another area, as an example, if I as a white woman go into a neighborhood that is largely black or Hispanic, I still have inherent in me something that says, you better watch out. It's even hard to say that. As a spiritual being, I mean, that almost makes me cry. I would not want to even acknowledge that in myself. So what am I going to do? I'm going to pretend that doesn't exist. But friends, it does. And it's not to make ourselves wrong. It's to bring those belief systems to the surface that run us when we don't even realize it. Because they're under the surface. And because it's natural, we would have them. That we were taught that there's neural networks in our, not all of us, but we all are each different in our own cultures and in our own lives and where we live, but we are taught certain systems. And this is a time, friends, when those systems are being broken down. And in choosing to create community connection, what it will take on our part is to step outside of the comfort zone of being with people who are like us. I choose that. And it's a natural part of even going back to the limbic brain of you want to stay in your tribe. You want to stay in the same, you know, group because that's safety. So we understand how come that drive is so strong, and yet we are breaking through those old belief systems, those old instinctual things to say, how do we embrace and connect with others? Different diversities, different ethnicities, different sexual orientation, different gender. Are we willing to step outside of the comfort zone of the little box that we live in? In scripture from Ephesians 4, verse 2 through 3, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity. It just makes me breathe and cry. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And how we have a bond of peace, friends, is our willingness to bring to the surface these old ideas, these old judgments, these old separations. It's a willingness to be vulnerable. And it goes on in the third book of John, chapter 1, verse 8. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. Friends. So in taking a look at what's trending in unity now, where this affects us and where it's important is recognizing our foundation back at Unity headquarters in Lee's Summit, Missouri, at Unity Village, and recognizing this tremendous visionary leadership that is putting forward programs that help us in as ministers and in ministries. With greater awareness around DEI, with greater awareness and acceptance around LGBTQ, with greater awareness around some of the social media addictions, and how do we become more multi-generational and embrace our youth? And so it's exciting to see that there are programs. It's exciting that we gather together and choicefully see how we will each move forward. We'll look at that a little bit next week, a place for me, what's mine to do. Knowing, though, that we stand upon a very firm foundation that supports us in this very positive movement forward. From Haile Selassie, and I looked that up because I've always pronounced it incorrectly. So I looked it up. And that was apparently the correct pronunciation as emperor of Ethiopia for a time. He said, we must become bigger than we have been, more courageous, greater in spirit, larger in outlook. We must become members of a new race, overcoming petty prejudice, owing our ultimate allegiance not to nations, but to our fellow men within the human community. With our fellow men, women, humans within the community. And in scripture from Matthew 27, verse 37 through 39, Jesus replied to them, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And so what Jesus is saying is we don't start out there, we start here. Because it's the healing occurs from within, when we are vulnerable, when we begin to see our discrepancies, when we begin to see our judgments and our prejudices. So loving God or universal spirit means healing ourselves from within and connecting. And then it goes on to say, this is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I use that one often because we always forget that as yourself. We always think we're supposed to go out there and we're already carrying, harboring stuff and judgments around ourselves. We're not good enough and we can't even love ourselves. How can we love someone else? And yet, coming into the presence of Godness, of oneness with Spirit, with all of our heart, and with the vulnerability and intention to heal, to see, to release and move forward, then we can love our neighbors, friends. Then we can participate in community connection. In a reading from an article that Regina G. wrote, she's from Integrative Wellness Coaching, and she said that according to Brené Brown, connection is the energy that is created between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. Who in your life do you truly see, hear, and value? Regina goes on to say, this energy is a foundation of purpose and meaning in our lives. Brené Brown believes that connection is why we are here on this planet, and that the medicine both individuals and the world needs is more meaningful connection. So, friends, as we are participating ourselves as Unity of Michiana, in moving forward in what's trending in unity, and of course not only in unity, it is the trend worldwide to begin healing, to begin releasing the past, to begin connecting with each other and making a difference. Let's be willing to show up and to discover the ways in which we can make a difference. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. So recognizing, friends, that we gather together here, knowing we're not perfect, and knowing we have issues, and knowing we make mistakes, but let all things be done for building up. Let us come together to be here with each other. Let us come here in reaching out into our communities and also reaching into this community to begin making a difference by showing up, by being authentic, and letting all things be done for building up. And in Colossians 3:14, it goes on to say, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. So as we take a look at community connection and how we begin to go out differently, how we begin to step outside of what we're used to, be willing to, we don't have to take huge steps, we can take small steps. It's important though to just take a little step, to begin embracing new ideas, new ways of doing things, including being inclusive of so many. As we begin to do that, the difference we make here, Unity of Michiana, is we provide a place that feels safe for people to come and grow, to learn spiritual truth principles, to see how they can apply those in their lives, to see how they can make a difference by being the light and living it forward, being the examples. Just like our home base is with our visionary CEOs, Reverend Shad and Reverend Jim. They set the example for us, then we continue to set the example as we move out into our world, friends. And it's important that we embrace this opportunity and connect in community differently and know that by reaching out, by being present, by being vulnerable, by doing our own work, by providing a place for people to come and feel safe, we make a difference in our world. Sharon Salzberg, who was a central figure in the field of meditation, she was a New York Times best-selling author, says, we can learn the art of fierce compassion redefining strength, deconstructing isolation, and renewing a sense of community. Practicing letting go of rigid us versus them thinking, while cultivating power and clarity in response to difficult situations. Says it all right there. Have that faith and trust in that intrinsic, internal, and external presence of Spirit of God that we call upon to give us the strength, to give us the courage to be vulnerable, to know that we will be guided, to know that we will be held in love for our mistakes, to know that then we can let our love shine and be an example in the world. And so as we practice this and continue to move forward, we are engaging in community connection and we are making a difference. And so in closing, I will share a quote from Jean Vanier. He was a Canadian philosopher. He says, one of the marvelous things about community is that it enables us to welcome and help people in a way we couldn't as individuals. When we pool our strength and share the work and responsibility, we can welcome many people, even those in deep distress, and perhaps help them find self-confidence and inner healing. So friends, that is what Unity of Michiana is about, as I read our vision. A world united in loving acceptance, celebrating inclusivity, harmony, prosperity, and awakened consciousness. We all, you all, came up with this after much internal exploration. This is what we are about, and it is about how we begin to let people know out in our community that there is a place to be without prejudice, where they can come and feel supported, where they can come and heal, where they can come and feel uplifted, where they can learn to live uplifting, prosperous lives. So I invite you as you go out into this week to come to just be willing to notice. Notice when thoughts kind of run through your mind and you just sort of go down that track and you go, wait a minute, is that true? I was taught that was true. Is that true? And begin to shift by bringing those thoughts to the light so that we can all heal as we go forward. So I look forward to sharing with you next week what's trending in Unity, a place for me, a place for us. And we'll talk about each of our own individual opportunities to find a special place to be.